Gail Pitterway. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
The book you have been reading for us is The Darkest Evening by Anne Cleves. Please tell me all.
Yes, certainly. Well, anyone who knows of the Vera TV series on that plays often on Prime TV, I know, and Vibe, will know of Anne Cleves, although probably not everyone has read the books. This is only the ninth book in the series about Vera Stanhope, the Northumbrian detective who's well past middle age now and very ungainly and wears a famous, you know, trench coat and hat, Paddington Bear kind of hat, but, you know, dressed in dull and mustard colours, and stomps around, treading on all sorts of people's nerves. Very great character indeed. But not everyone realises, as it's the only ninth book, when in fact there are about eight or nine TV series, and she's gone through several staffing changes on the TV, but the books kind of stay loyal to the original station members that she has in her police station. So this one, The Darkest Evening, and is set in Northumbria. She leaves work one night in winter time, just coming up for Christmas, and it's coming up for winter solstice, the longest night, and it starts snowing, and Vera, very bloody-minded, perseveres, carries on moving, driving, thinking she won't get caught in the traffic, in the snow, and she gets lost. And ahead of her, she sees a car. She thinks, oh, good, we can kind of get together and sort ourselves out. The car door's open, and inside it is a baby. No sign of an adult anywhere around, and she doesn't know what to do. She sees some lights ahead, and so she thinks that must be the village that she thought she was heading towards. And so she wraps up the baby, puts it in her thundery old Land Rover, drives toward the lights, and it's actually a manor house, a hall called Brockburn Hall, which actually belonged to her father's family, but her father was the black sheep of the Stanhope family, and they're well estranged. So it's kind of like a cosy mystery, you know, the old Agatha Christie one, where there's this finite group of people in a very small area who someone has done something, and it turns out that same night that there's a woman murdered on the road, and they assume it's the baby's mother. And so the story goes from there. So it's a very, very atmospheric of, you know, winter and cold and snow. So it's hardly cosy, but it is that got all those kind of characteristics of that genre of being a very tight read indeed. But Vera, of course, is very non-conformist in some of her policing. She tends to go on and confront people by herself and goes in and tells them to make her a cup of tea because it's cold out there while she's interrogating them. And so there's elements of humour and as well. You find out quite a lot about Vera's background. You know, her mother had died when she was young and her father Hector took to the drink and between bouts of obsessive bird egg catching and later taxidermy, and she inherited his remote cottage out on the moors. And this village that she keeps having to go back to is kind of in a valley near a forest, and she doesn't like that. She realised she likes the open spaces. She likes, you know, she finds the confinement of the forest and the village quite threatening. And, you know, that adds to the kind of danger she's in as well. So it's very, I thought it was one of Anne Cleves' better written book. I've only read about three of them, but it was really well written and all woven around a Robert Frost poem that has that line, The Darkest Evening, in it. So quite beautifully crafted as well.
Good stuff, Gail. Thank you very much. Gail Pitterway has reviewed The Darkest Evening. It's the latest by Anne Cleves. It is published by Macmillan and $35 the price.